This is Insight from WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. The State House Appropriations Committee spent all day Thursday taking testimony about changes to health insurance plans offered for 230,000 state employees, teachers, retirees, and their family members through the Louisiana Office of Group Benefits. The Legislative Fiscal Office had looked over the offerings and estimated maximum out-of-pocket costs for people covered through OGB could go up significantly, 47% on average, more than $1,600 per year for a single active employee. The new plans are supposed to take effect in January. The enrollment period is slated to start next week. After Thursday's meeting, a spokesperson for the Commissioner of Administration told the advocate that her office would consider other options, including a delay. Meanwhile, OGB is burning through its reserves, paying for the existing coverage, and the new plans are designed to save the state a lot of money in health care claims. On Wednesday, before House Appropriations met, I spoke with Tom Groves, Assistant Commissioner, who was brought in just recently to help with the benefits changes and other things within the Division of Administration. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So these health insurance plan changes have certainly gotten the attention of teacher unions and state employee groups. And some state lawmakers are now crying foul, saying that these changes were made without the proper public notice and comment period and legislative oversight. Were you expecting this outcry?
No, I wasn't expecting the outcry. It's interesting because we have four plans today. And we're going to have six in the future. We're going to have a wider variety of plans, some with lower cost options. I think the outcry is coming from folks who are really not looking at the benefits. They're only looking at what the LFO put out as far as the out-of-pocket maximum is concerned. It's not going to be a 47% increase for everybody. But people have taken that and they've run with it. And unfortunately, I think you mentioned unions and special interest groups and whatnot. I get a little nervous that folks who are out in the public speaking about the changes aren't even looking at them. So they're tying words to them like drastic and extreme, and they're not even looking at them to see what that means, or they're not even looking at the new options.
We're looking at 47% increase of out-of-pocket max, right? That's the nightmare scenario.
Correct.
that the Legislative Fiscal Office drew out with its analysis. My basic question to you is, from your understanding of what these options are and what they do, they shift more cost for health care and health coverage to plan members?
Some of the plans do. Some of them do not. You got to also consider a few things. For example, the HMO. The HMO has an increase in some copays, and it has a new deductible attached to it. So if somebody stays on the HMO, then that's a accurate statement. But I also like to point out that is just in the out-of-pocket portion. If you go back to 2011, the costs, and I'm not going to get this number exactly right, but the cost of a single employee on the HMO per month was $139. In 2014, it's $140. It's actually 98 cents difference. So when you consider,
in terms of what the employee themselves is paying,
as far as the premium is concerned, yeah. Right. So the premium has been fairly flat over the years. In fact, if you take all our premiums and add them up since 08-ish, maybe 10, there's only been a 7.5% increase in the premiums, but costs have gone up 30%, 31%, something like that.
One of the other things that the Legislative Fiscal Office noted was that the Office of Group Benefits has been running on a $16 million monthly deficit, and so the OGB has been living off of its reserve funds since 2012.
12 or 13, yeah, something
like that. Yeah. So the costs have been going up and up and up. Those have been paid by the state, but the share of that, the amount that the employees have been paying over that time has stayed steady. So now the share is increasing, which is to say the amount going out from members is increasing.
Correct.
And the state portion might be going down a little bit, but they're continuing to pay more too.
Yeah, exactly. If we could keep everything flat, this wouldn't be an issue, right? The state would pay its portion. The employee would continue to pay its portion.
Right.
But they need to go up proportionately as the total cost of care goes up.
Another piece of this, right, has to do with the fact that the people enrolled in healthcare coverage through OGB are not, by and large, the healthiest among us here in Louisiana. On average, they're 7 years older than the general population, and they spend 129% more on medicine and make 53% more visits to the hospital. So all the new health insurance plans, one of the other major changes here is that they cover wellness visits, and there's a new wellness program. I understand that your office at the Division of Administration has been part of that, designated as a screening post.
It was started at OGB in partnership with our TPA, Blue Cross. We use Catapult to do on-site wellness for our employees, so they don't have to leave the office, go to the physician. It's just to make sure they're getting their primary care visit in. We found some folks that in the beginning, the first 100 people we screened, I think there were probably 2 full-blown diabetics, and then, gosh, was another dozen or so that were pre-diabetic. These are things that would not have been caught, at least for a while, until it was too late, because we have to assume if these people were diabetic and didn't know it, or pre-diabetic and didn't know it, they obviously weren't getting treatment to start with.
What is the time horizon for a return on investment for that shift to more screenings, more preventive care, to finding those conditions before they get to a crisis point?
Well, the time on that shift is now, okay? The return on that is obviously down the road. Even though, and in my opinion, in some of the studies I've read, actually the sicker the population you are, the sooner that return is. So we know that's a long-term return, and it's not going to help with the burn rate today, but we're looking long-term. We're looking out for our employees. We need more active employees. We need them that are engaged. We need to spread that culture throughout the state.
Tom Groves, Assistant Commissioner in the Division of Administration. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.